والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه من سنة سنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مدير سكة برزرز من سيستر الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وصايا مهمة للحاج والمعتمر. The great advice for those who perform the Hajj and the Umrah, inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj and the Umrah from every single Muslim inshallah ta'ala this year. And provide all of us inshallah ta'ala to perform the Hajj and the Umrah inshallah again and again. So, remember brothers, Al-Hajj lahu arkan wa asool. So the Hajj has arkan, pillars and sunan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us for different nasiha, how to perform the Hajj and Umrah. But we found from the questions we receive when we move from masjid to another masjid, we found a lot of mistakes and errors. The people, because they have no idea about it, they ask, they confused. And when they go over there, they found themselves facing a crowded Hajj over there, and Mu'tamir also. And from ourselves, alhamdulillah, we advise each other fi sabilillah azza wa jalla, inshallah ta'ala. Remember that al-hajj is built on tawheedullah. You go in first with the niyyah that you perform your hajj and umrah for the one purpose, for the qadiyyat al-tawheed. You're going to satisfy Allah, you're going to obey Allah, you're going to obey the messenger of Allah, and you make your hajj first sincere to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, al-ikhlas. Al-Ikhlas is very important, and in niyyah, intention should be sincerely for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, I meet somebody in the Hajj one time, and he make a lot of trouble and difficulty with the people. And we told him, Yaakhi, you should carry a good manner. You are here to perform Hajj and Umrah. He said, you don't know, I pay $6,000. Pay $6,000. To get the name of Al-Hajj to come back to my country, that everybody call me Hajj. It cost me $6,000. SubhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. So some people, they go to buy the titles. Okay, you perform your deeds in Islam, and you wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. May Allah accept it from all, inshallah ta'ala. So we need to know, to inshallah ta'ala, to seek the reward of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to perform the Hajj first for Allah. I have some point here. We need to review together, inshallah, quick, inshallah, in this few moments, inshallah, ta'ala. Number one, you have to be aware that the shaitan, you remember, the shaitan is the biggest enemy. The most important issue for those who perform Hajj and Umrah, أن يتخلق بأخلاق الإسلام. To have the good manners which Allah commands us to carry in Islam. And remember, that to perform your Hajj, you must learn that you're going to deal with the crowded brothers and sisters over there. And you have to be humble. You have to carry the good manners. You don't have to be selfish. You have to help the weak. You have to help the those who are needy. Inshallah ta'ala, need your help. And don't violate your Hajj with arguments. Don't violate your Hajj with disputes. Then by violating Hajj with to curse, we find a lot of people curse in Hajj, wal-a'udhu billah, and this is ignorancy. We cannot do that our own. And remember, every single issue or every single step in the Hajj is built based on Quran and Sunnah in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot do anything by your own. You cannot go and ask somebody who has no idea, because we found people, they became mufti. And sometimes those who are not qualified, sometimes this guy, the Muslims in Hajj, and they give fatwa, وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ without any knowledge. قَالَ تَعَالَى يَسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When you need to ask who? أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. The knowledgeable people, those who learn those the Quran and Sunnah, it's very important, inshallah ta'ala. So this is number one. And we have to know that Al-Hajj has Fard and Sunnah. People today, They make the sunnah the unity more than the farm. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for example, command you to carry the good manners and to control yourself in this time and to be humble to the believers. But some people, they took the sunnah and they became extremists for to perform this sunnah, and they forgot that al-hajj had a great meaning more than the sunnah. Yes, we have to do both the fard and sunnah, but we need to be careful about this. I'll give you an example. People fighting, for example, for al-hajr al-aswad. If you want to come closer to al-hajr al-aswad to kiss it, you're going to find a group of Muslims. They are a big fighter. Nobody allowed to come to this area, and they fight, wallahi, they kiss each other around the hajr al-aswad. And if you need to do that, you are not commanded to go and touch it or to kiss it. You are, if you are able, if it's easy for you, go peacefully, and if Allah help you and to kiss it and touch it, it's fine, alhamdulillah. If you cannot, remember the sunnah, bring something else. What is the sunnah tell? And to shira ilayhi. When you came equal to al-hajar al-aswad, you raise your hand and you say, Allahu Akbar. And you say, Allahu Akbar, and you point by your hands or your finger like this, Allahu Akbar. You are not commanded to. If you can, that's fine. If you cannot, avoid the crowded, avoid. There is some women sometimes, wallahi, they suffering too much, all the people suffering too much in this crowded area, because we have to learn how to control ourselves to perform this ibadah. That's number one. No allow to be crowded. Remember Raml. Only in Tawaf al-Qudum. When you enter Mecca, remember, you are commanded to make Tawaf القدوم طواف قدوم ويلكم ذا كعبة
والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وسلم سنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مدير سكة برزرز and sisters in Islam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وصايا مهمة للحاج والمعتمر. The great advice for those who perform the Hajj and the Umrah, inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj and the Umrah from every single Muslim, inshallah ta'ala, this year. And provide all of us, inshallah ta'ala, to perform the Hajj and the Umrah, inshallah, again and again. So, remember, brothers, الحج له أركان وأصول. For the Hajj has أركان, pillars and sunan. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised us for different نصيحة, how to perform the Hajj and Umrah. But we found from the questions we receive when we move from masjid to another masjid, we found a lot of mistakes and errors. The people, because they have no idea about it, they ask the confused. And when they go over there, they found themselves facing a crowded Hajj over there, and a Mu'tamir also. And from ourselves, alhamdulillah, we advise each other fi tabilillahi azza wa jalla, inshallah ta'ala. Remember that al-Hajj is built on Tawheedullah. You're going first with the niyyah that you perform your Hajj and Umrah for the one purpose, for the qadiyyat al-Tawheed. You're going to satisfy Allah, you're going to obey Allah, you're going to obey the Messenger of Allah, and you make your Hajj first sincere to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Al-Ikhlas. Al-Ikhlas is very important, and in niyyah, intention, should be sincere to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Subhanallah, I meet somebody in the Hajj one time, and he make a lot of trouble and difficulty with the people. And we told him, Yaqi, you should carry a good manner. You are here to perform Hajj and Umrah. He said, you don't know, I pay $6,000. Pay $6,000 to get the name of Al-Hajj to come back to my country, that everybody call me Hajj. It cost me $6,000. SubhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. So some people, they go to buy the titles.
you perform your deeds in Islam, and you wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. May Allah accept from all, inshallah ta'ala. So we need to know, to inshallah ta'ala, to seek the reward of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to perform the hajj first for Allah. I have some point here, we need to review together, inshallah, quick, inshallah, in this few moments, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, you have to be aware that the shaitan, you remember, the shaitan is the biggest enemy. The most important issue for those who perform Hajj and Umrah, أن يتخلق بأخلاق الإسلام. To have the good manners which Allah commands us to carry in Islam. And remember, that to perform your Hajj, you must learn that you're going to deal with the crowded brothers and sisters over there. And you have to be humble. You have to carry the good manners. You don't have to be selfish. You have to help the weak. You have to help those who are needy. Inshallah ta'ala, need your help. And don't violate your Hajj with argument. Don't violate your Hajj with disputes. Don't violate your Hajj with to curse. We find a lot of people curse in Hajj. وَلَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is ignorance. We cannot do that our own. And remember, every single issue or every single step in the Hajj is built based on Quran and Sunnah in the Prophet. You cannot do anything by your own. You cannot go and ask somebody who had no idea, because we found people, they became mufti. And sometimes those who are not qualified, sometimes this guy, the Muslims in Hajj, and they give fatwa, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ without any knowledge. قَالَ تَعَالَى يَسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When you need to ask who? أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, the knowledgeable people, those who learn those the Quran and Sunnah, it's very important, inshallah ta'ala. So this is number one. And we have to know that Al-Hajj has Fard and Sunnah. People today, they make the Sunnah the unity more than the fard. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for example, command you to carry the good manners and to control yourself in this time and to be humble to the believers. But some people, they took the sunnah and they became extremists for to perform this sunnah, and they forgot that al-hajj has a great meaning more than the sunnah. Yes, we have to do both the fard and sunnah, but we need to be careful about this. I'll give you an example. People fighting, for example, for Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. If you want to come closer to Al-Hajar Al-Aswad to kiss it, you're going to find a group of Muslims. They are a big fighter. Nobody allowed to come to this area, and they fight, wallahi, they kiss each other around the Hajar Al-Aswad. And if you need to do that, you are not commanded to go and touch it, or to kiss it. If you are able, if it's easy for you, go peacefully, and if Allah help you and to kiss it and touch it, it's fine, alhamdulillah. If you cannot, remember the sunnah, bring something else. What does the sunnah say? And to shia ilay. When you came equal to Al-Hajar Al-Aswad, you raise your hand and you say, Allahu Akbar. You say, Allahu Akbar, and you point by your hands or your finger like this, Allahu Akbar. You are not commanded to. If you can, that's fine. If you cannot, avoid the crowded, avoid. There is some women sometimes, wallahi, they suffering too much, all the people suffering too much in this crowded area, because we have to learn how to control ourselves to perform this ibadah. That's number one. No allow to be crowded. Remember Raml. Only in Tawaf Al-Qudum, when you enter Mecca, remember, you are commanded to make Tawaf Al-Qudum. Tawaf Qudum to welcome the Kaaba, and remember, there is no any Tahiyyat Al-Masjid. Tahiyyat Al-Masjid to make Tawaf, no Tahiyyat Al-Masjid, except for those who are residents in Mecca. Those who are dwellers of the Mecca, those people, when they enter the Haram Sharif, they make the Sunnah, Tahiyyatul Masjid. But for you and me, those who perform the Hajj and Umrah, that is the Tahiyyatul Masjid, is the Sheikh to make what? One tawaf, two to four to three, two five, as much as you could. But remember, if you find it is crowded, leave your space to those who need to make the tawaf, which is hard for them. Why it's too crowded? Because every single person enter the Haram Sharif, he needs to make, and he finished already the tawaf, he enter again and he needs to make tawaf more tahalla in masjid. If you find it's crowded, it's better to leave it for your brother and sister, those who did not make it originally, the tawaf al-qudum. Tawaf al-qudum known among the all the scholars in majority, where we are teaching about the authentic, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Jabir ibn Abdullah without touching all the madaib, but this is the authentic for all the imam agreed upon. Remember the first three tawaf around the Kaaba, it should be ramal. Ramal. Ras mean ramal. Ramal between walking and running. Call it sa'i. The first three only, you make the men only making ramal through juggle. Around the Kaaba in the first three round only. But the other four you should walk. Woman has nothing. I saw woman, subhanAllah, when I performed the Hajj last time, I saw the woman juggling with her husband. SubhanAllah, woman doesn't have to do that. That is the only time you're going for ramal. Ramal. Sa'i. There is no another ramal after that. When you come back after you finish your Hajj, you're walking regular. Some people, they said they still have to make it the first three tawaf to make it the same as Ta'af Qudum. Qudum, it means when you enter Mecca to perform your Umrah or to perform your Hajj, or if you go for Quran, only you go for Ramal in the three. Nothing after that. Only when you enter the Kaaba for the first time, you make a run and then you go around for the third time, looking regularly. So remember this inshaAllah ta'ala. Naam. طيب. People after they finish the tawaf, you find the people fighting to make tahiyyata to raka. Allah said in the Quran, وَاتَّخِذُ مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى. Maqam Ibrahim, he should perform to raka, sunnah also, if after exactly behind Maqam Ibrahim, not inside. But we found the people, they came and made the two rak'ah in the middle of the crowd. In the middle of the crowd, around behind the maqam, behind the position of Ibrahim. You are not allowed to, because there are blocked, people will fall down, people will cry, they get very crowded in this area. So remember, if all the Haram Sharif, it could be a place for you to perform this two rak'ah. You don't have to fight in this place, and you don't have to block the other brother, because one could imagine, when I make tawaf and I tell somebody, brain, woman and men, how you tawaf, it's going to be crowded. It's violation for the Muslim. Remember, you could make it in any place in the Haram Sharif, and this is two rak'ah will be valid, inshallah ta'ala, nothing wrong with this. Now, people after they finish, you find the people fighting for Zamzam. After they finish the tawaf, they go fight for Zamzam, and they fight, and people also, everybody becomes selfish, and he tries to drink from Zamzam. Remember, it is sunnah. It is sunnah. If you are able, wait until the old people drink, wait until the old woman drink, wait until the children drink, and you have to learn how you respect and you love your brother and sister in Islam, no fighting for Zamzam. Because people, they thought he came around the Zamzam, not only to drink, they take the water and they start take a shower. And take a shower and make everything mess. And the tile became wet. Some people, when they walk, they may fall down. So we have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is violation also. No Muslim can fail in this, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, remember when you put your dress and you start your ihram, we fit in three things, three kinds of al-hajj. The first hajj, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended, call it hajj al-tamattu'. Hajj al-tamattu'. Remember, you going for tamattu' is better for you, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says hadith in Bukhari wa Muslim, قَالَ مَنْ لَمْ يَسُقُ الْهَدْيِ فَعَلَيْهِ لِلْتَمَتُّعِ. If you don't have the animal with you in your hands, what is the best hajj you performed? Tamattu'. What tamattu' is? When you reach al-niqat,
you reach al-miqat, it's appointed place. The Prophet ﷺ wants you to start your hajj, your ihram from this point.
Whoa.
For example, for the people who live in America here, call it Rabigh. It's going to be like 20 minutes before you reach Gaddah. The Bible should tell you that we go in over Rabigh or equal to Rabigh in the same line. And you have to prepare yourself from what we should do. If you go to Medina first, from 20 minutes also by bus from Medina, there is a place called Abyar Ali, or Dhu Hulaifa. For the Muslim who need to start his ihram, he should start his ihram from this point. You cannot start your ihram from Kennedy Airport or your house here. The ihram should start from the Bow al-Niqat. Nobody allowed to make any ihram for al-Niqat. If you go into for at-tamattu', remember, you could make your niyyah. You go in for tamattu' to perform umrah. Remember this. If you go in for tamattu', you go in to perform your ihram from the appointed place which you call it miqat for umrah. No hajj at all. No hajj. So what you should do, you should start and take a shower and clean yourself and put the perfume before you put your clothes. You are not allowed to put any perfume or any mask or good for your clothes for hajj. Two pieces for men and the woman, it's preferred to be white. No underwear, nothing at all, is two pieces according to the sunnah. Women could dress anything, not to be tied, to be white clothes, any color, she has right to do that. But when you start at the Bow appointed place called Al-Miqat, you should take a shower. What about I cannot make a shower in the plane? So take a shower before you leave here from your house, and you have two options. Either to leave Kennedy Airport, if you're going to Mecca, if you're going to Al-Madina, you don't need to do anything. You have to go with the regular clothes to go to Medina, stay in Medina as much as you could, and to go with the trip, in order to start your ihram from Abyar Ali in around the border of Medina. But what happened to me there if I leave? Take a shower before you leave. And then after that, need to surah sunnah with intention to perform sunnah al-wudu. You have no sunnah for ihram. After you perform the two sunnah, this is sunnah called sunnah al-wudu. Sunnah for wudu. That's the only thing. With intention, don't start your ihram at all. Don't make your name za'niyya at all. You just address the clothes and have a coach. When the pilot will tell you 5 minutes, 15 minutes, you're going to be in the niqab. What you have to do, and exactly deliver yourself. Start to take your coat, your jacket out, and sit down in your place. When he tell you we are equal to al-niqab, passing by al-niqab, you start your niyyah. How you start the niyyah for ihram? For the mutamattu', you say, لبيك اللهم بعمرة. Remember this word. لبيك اللهم بعمرة. You go in again for umrah. You don't go for hajj yet. Hajj doesn't start yet. You going to perform your niyyah for umrah only. And then what you have to do, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did, from Jabir ibn Abdullah, when he described the hadith of the Hajj of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did he say? لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لا لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك, لا شريك لك لبيك. And you make in the figure and you continue in this dua until you reach مدينة الحجاج. If you come from Medina and you stop in Abyar Ali, take a shower in the masjid. There is a masjid, big masjid, has hundreds of shower. You could take your shower there, take your shower and the dress, before you put your dress, the ihram, you could put perfume in your body, not to put perfume again in your clothes. And the ihram will start when you ride your bus to go to Medina, because the Prophet ﷺ proved that the Prophet ﷺ, when he arrived his camel, he started to say, لبيك اللهم لبيك. We found that he would come from the shower and said, لبيك اللهم لبيك. It's from the sunnah to start when you ride your bus, when you ride your car, whatever it is, to go to Mecca, inshallah. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You are not allowed after you put the clothes of ihram to actually to shave or to trim your nails or to put perfume or male and female. You are not allowed. So tamattu' is
in order to perform the Hajj, you have to go to Mecca for tamattu with niyya only, to practice niyya only for what?
Umrah,
not for Hajj. People sometimes they say, you know, oh Allah, I intended to perform Umrah and Hajj. If you do that, that is called the Hajj al-Qiran. To combine the Hajj al-Qiran and the Umrah and Hajj together. But remember, the difference between tamattu and Qiran, that when you, the Qaran, when he performs this kind of Hajj, he brought the niyyah to perform both. But when you go to Mecca, after you make your Umrah, and the condition you must leave the animal with you. If you don't leave the animal with you, you are not allowed, you must go for tamattu. There is no any choice at all. You must go for tamattu if you don't have the animal to lead it from Medina or before you reach Mecca, you have the animal with you to sacrifice. And this is, of course, you cannot do that in the time and about time of the Prophet ﷺ. They used to enter with the animal with them, even around the Kaaba, and they find it somewhere in Or Asal. But anyway, if you combine the two, make it crack is Quran, tamattu, I mean Umrah and Hajj together, you only one niyyah to practice it. But you are not allowed to take your clothes or shave your hair or make your hair short. You cannot take your clothes out. You must continue with the same clothes, the clothes of Ihram, until you finish the whole process of Al-Hajj. Yawm al-Tariyamu al-Nahr, the day number 10, you must stay with the same clothes. You see how it's difficult? It's going to be difficult for all. Because the clothes is tied you up. But the tamattu, after you perform 7 times after the Kaaba, you pray to Raka'ah and they become Maqam Ibrahim. You proceed and you drink from Zamzam. You go sa'y between Safa and Marwa. From Safa and Marwa is one. From Marwa and Safa is two. And you continue. You start in Safa and you end in Marwa. And we have some certain dua. We're going to tell you that later today and tomorrow. We continue inshallah ta'ala. But that is after you finish the sa'y. What you have to do, the man, he has two choice. To shave his head or to make it short. And it's better to make it short and keep the shape until you perform the Hajj in the day of Al-Nahr, the day of Al-Eid, in order to shave it. Because you shave it in the Umrah and you shave it, it's going to be. Somebody asked me, Sheikh, I shave it already. What I have to do, I have nothing to shave it again. So make it short, it's better. And the woman, she could say it like Qadr Umbula. It takes some from under the hijab and the carrots from the curve of the hair in order to be halal, to be released. After you cut your hair, or you shave it if you want, there's nothing wrong with it, you became available, or to enjoy everything until the day of number 8, called Yawmu At-Tarwiyah, Yawmu At-Tarwiyah. So what we have to do in Yawmu At-Tarwiyah, very simple, very simple. You start your ihram for Hajj. Here is the time for Hajj now. You start your ihram for Hajj. Where? Shall I go to Miqat again? The appointed place? To go to Zulqa'dah or to go address our Tariq Mecca? No. From the hotel. From the place you live. From the house you live. Start your ihram. If you live, you sleep in the street around the Kaaba and you don't have any place, you start your ihram from this place. Ihram for Hajj. Ihram for Hajj. Can I make sa'i, I mean tawaf again? You don't need to make tawaf, you don't need to make sa'i, nothing at all, only niyya. And to enter the haram and to pray, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started the ihram for Hajj after Salat al-Fajr. And then after that, there will be no tawaf anymore, no sa'i at all. You only process the niyya because you did it already tawaf al-Qudum. Tawaf al-Qudum, the first tawaf you enter Mecca at the time of Umrah, or a time when you are Quran or Ifrad, those who perform Hajj only also, they have only one tawaf and sa'i when they enter the place of the holy place of the Haram Sharif, inshaAllah ta'ala. What we have to do? We proceed to Mina. Proceed to Mina after we proceed to Mina to pray as the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tawaf al-Dhuhr in Mina. والعصر والمغرب والعشاء and the fajr of the day number 9. which is the day of al-Hajj, call it Arafah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all the Muslims to celebrate Arafah together. Again, we don't have a big problem this year. You understand? But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us united inshaAllah ta'ala. So you pray the five salah, you make the four rak'ah salah, for Zuhr and Asr and Isha, you make it two rak'ah. Maghrib three and Fajr two. No sunnah. No sunnah except that the Abdullah ibn Umar, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar, he says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spending 19 days in Mecca. Doesn't make any sunnah except the nafila for nafila for yatr. He need from yatr only and two sunnah for Salat al-Fajr. That's all. No sunnah for dhuhr. No sunnah for abd. You wanna make it by your own. You're gonna violate the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't think you are better than him. Don't think you are better than the Sahara. If he says no Salat al-Fajr, no sunnah, just do the Salat two rak'ah at the time of dhuhr. Two rak'ah at the time of abd. Two rak'ah, three rak'ah, two rak'ah in the Isha, and make the water in the night, the water it could be from 1 to 11 rak'ah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in the sunnah. That's after that. In the day of 9, you bring the Salat of Subh over there in Mina. It's better to sleep in Mina every day. We find some people, they love Brother Kamrul, what they have to do, they go to Mecca and sleep in a hotel. Yeah, the sunnah the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sleeping in Mina. But he likes to actually to be in a shower with the condition and everything is easy and he sleeps in Mecca. Here we don't say exactly this, his hajj will be violated, but the sunnah the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember to sleep where? In Mina. If you go to Mecca, there's nothing wrong. You go to Mecca and pray in Mecca in Haram Sharif, pray Salat al-Dhuhr. Pray Salat al-Asr. If you need to go for a function too, you could go in the Mina, when you sleep in Mina. But remember, before the Maghrib, you proceed to Mina again and sleep, it's better. What is the difference between those who sleep in the hotel and sleep in Mina? You have more rewards. As much as you stick to the Sunnah, Allah will give you more rewards. But you sleep in the hotel, so I don't say violation, but it's actually again is a Sunnah, and it's after that. Naam. In the day of Arafah, you proceed to Arafah. You proceed to Arafah quiet, and you get zikr, you recite Al-Quran, you reach the place, make sure you are in the mountain of Arafah. Because some people who found them outside of Arafah. You cannot perform your hajj while you are outside of Arafah. It's the people there, they have instructions, they show you where is the place of Arafah. When you reach Arafah, remember, what you're gonna do in Arafah, you're gonna make the Salat of Dhuhr and Asr combined Salah. One Adhan and two Iqama. One Adhan in the time of Dhuhr. In advance, in the time of Dhuhr, you pray to Salah. One Adhan for Salat of Dhuhr, and then after that you stand up, you pray Dhuhr, how many rak'ah? Two rak'ah. And then right away, no Sunnah. No Sunnah at all. And then after that you stand up, you make Iqama, you make Iqama for Salat of Dhuhr. In the time of Zikr, before the Asr Adhan, and you make the Asr two rak'ah. You combine the Salah. There is the khutbah, of course, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the khutbah over there, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And you stay in a Zikr, you find some people sitting in Arafah, talking exactly. Ya Sheikh Omar, have you seen the last movie? Yeah. In America, I saw a nice movie, I said, beautiful movie, actually. I have fighting between me and the one in New York, and I have business, I opened the business, talking about business, talk about movie, talk about songs, talk about dunya. You remember, you are in a place, that is the best day ever Allah created for all men, the day of Arafah. May Allah provide us very soon. Amen. To perform, inshallah, the Hajj and Umrah very soon. That is, forgive who, man Hajj. ولم يرفض ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدت امه. Whoever performed this kind of hajj and avoided this too. Refused to have a legal connection with him and his wife, and then after that avoid all the disputes and arguments and cursing. He would come back to his country and his mother, just to deliver him. It's beautiful. Where we then? We are here, we are not guaranteed that Allah accept our deen. But over there, it's guaranteed to work hard, inshallah ta'ala. We continue from this moment, and we're going to show you the risk of violation, inshallah ta'ala, in Mina, in Arafah, in Al-Muzdalifah, some people fighting for Jamarat. Some people violate in the Hajj in Jamarat. Some people so and so, we will take continue tomorrow inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the benefit inshallah and to be full of us to perform Hajj and Umrah and to accept from our brother and sister this year inshallah to perform Hajj and Umrah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us inshallah ta'ala to establish our masjid and to make all of us to qualify to establish our masjid and to help us to establish our masjid and to make the masjid sincere to Allah and make all the brothers and brothers love each other في سبيل الله and the sister love each other في سبيل الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us again and again to learn the Islamic education inshallah Quran and Sunnah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you inshallah ta'ala of listening for me today inshallah. جزاكم الله خير وحرق لحمدك نشاء الله إلا أن لا تخلق ونكون لكم شكرا الله يبارك continue tomorrow inshallah ta'ala.